First of all, today's shiur should be lekuas. Yochanan Lieberman's daughter, Ayana Chaya Mushka Bas Vora Adasa, she needed four shlemo.
Amen.
Oh, what about those two boys that were poisoned?
Fine. And everybody else who needs a four shlemo, everybody shoots. Fine. We're going to restart from the Gemara, from the Tanur Rabbanan, because that's what Hashem wants. But I'll do the second line of the second one line of the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan. Yes, well, the second wide line of the Gemara, halfway in. Tanur Rabbanan. Dalei Dvarim Namru Be'Edim Zomim. There were four things which were stated by Edim Zomim. Meaning what? What do you mean there were four things? There were a lot of things said by Edim Zomim. There were four exceptions to the regular rule of Edim Zomim. Right? Usually the regular rule of Edim Zomim is what they wanted to do, that's what should be done to them. What the aid and witnesses want to do should be done to them. But here we have exceptions. First one is Ein Naasin Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. We do not make them, the Edim Zomim, into a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza. Right, like the case we had in the Mishnah. Even though the witnesses testified and bested that this person's mother is a divorcee married to a Kohen, therefore her children are Chalom, we do not say that they're a Chalom. We don't make them disqualified Kohen. That was the first case. They ain't going on the Ari Miklat. Also, Edim Zomim don't go to Ari Miklat. Even if they testify that Reuven killed Shimon by mistake, which means they were trying to put Reuven, they were trying to put him away for a couple of years in the Ari Miklat, until the Kohen Gadol dies, we don't put the Edim Zomim into the Ari Miklat. Fine. Now I'm going to come to a new case, a third case. They ain't Mishalmin et HaKofer. They also, the Edim Zomim don't pay Kofer. They don't pay Kofer. Now, what does that mean? They don't pay kofar. So let's see Rashi. Thirteen lines up from the bottom. What does Rashi say? What's the scenario? Im he'idu b'shar. If the witnesses said what they test the testimony on an axe, b'shar hamuad, an axe which already we know is a habitual gur. Now this axe went. These Edom say that axe went. Shaharagat adam. It went and killed a person. Now what happened? So that was the Edom. Two eight witnesses come to Besta and they say, Reuven's axe killed Shimon. Right? Reuven's axe, which already has a bad track record, went and killed Shimon. Now what happened? Well, who's Mu? They became Edom Zomim. Another pair of witnesses came and said, you were with us. So v'harimachayvin et ha'baylam. They were trying to make the Baylam the owner of the axe liable to pay in kofar, like the pasuk says, im kofar yushat alav the gomer, etc. What does the pasuk say? In Shemot parikhaf alav pasuk lamed, the pasuk said, im kofar yushat alav, if kofar is placed on him, benatan pidyon nafsho, he has to pay the redemption of his soul, kechol asher yushat alav, like everything that's placed on him. Meaning, what's the halacha usually? Usually, if Reuven's ox went and killed Shimon, right? We know it's already a habitual ox that already kills, hurts people. When it kills Shimon, the halacha is, one of the halachas are that Reuven has to pay Shimon's family money. With that money, that's called kofar. And why exactly you're paying, what this payment is, we'll have to see in the Gemara. But the Torah says they pay a kofar payment. That's what the Torah says. It says you pay a kofar payment, because really it says, really this person from the heavenly court is supposed to get killed. However, we say that he could buy himself out by paying this money to the family of Shimon. That's what the pasuk says. That's the Gemara is going to try to understand why exactly you're paying, what you're paying, why you're paying, who you pay to. Fine, we'll see. So that is the third case. We'll see very soon in the Gemara the explanation why. What's the fourth case? Let's go back into the Gemara. The fourth line from the top, from where the lines get wide. The second word. We don't sell you as the Eved Ivri. Let's see Rashi. What does that mean exactly? Einim Karin. About nine lines from where it gets narrow from the bottom. Einim Karin. What does Rashi say? Im he'iduhu. If they testify Chigana, two Einim Karin testify that Reuven stole. The Enlom Alashalam, he has nothing to pay up. Now what happened? Nigmar, you know, he already had a final judgment on him, Limacher, to get sold. Because I feel like the Pasuk says, he gets sold in his Gneva. Right? Reuven stole from Shimon $20,000. He has no money to pay back. we sell him till we get back the money that he stole from Shimon. Say here also, so what's this case of Edom Zomim? Also in the case of Edom Zomim, two Edom come and say, Reuven stole $10,000 from Shimon. Bezdin comes and says, Reuven, pay up. What does he say? What does Reuven say? I have no money. So Halacha is Bezdin already stamps, we already made a Gemara Din that Reuven has to get killed. That's really the case. We already made a Gemara Din, Reuven has to get killed in the Bezdin. Because that's it has to be, because if there's no Gemara Din, he has to be sold. We already made a Gemara Din, Reuven has to get sold. So Halacha is, you do not do this to the Edom Zomim. Meaning, what's our story? Two witnesses come into Bezdin and we say, we saw Reuven stealing from Shimon $20,000. We saw him going to break into his house, going to his safe. We saw him walk out of the house with $20,000. Fine. Now, they bring Reuven to Bezdin. They say, Reuven, come to Bezdin. They bring Reuven to Bezdin. They say, pay up. He said, I have no money to pay up. The halacha is you sell Reuven. That's usual. But in our case, where they become Edom Zomim, so what should we do? If we're going with the regular rules of Edom Zomim, what should we do?
They should be paid or sold.
They should be paid or sold. So we're saying, we don't sell them, we don't sell the Edom Zomim. We'll have to see in the Gemara why. We have to explain. So that's the fourth case. Because from Rabbi Akiva, he said there's even a fifth case, that we don't do the regular Edom Zomim. Af en meshalmin al pi atzman. Af means also additional case, in Mishami, they do not pay al pi asman through themselves. Now, what's that case? Let's see Rashi. Six lines from where it gets now, six lines up where it gets now. In Mishami, al pi asman. What's the scenario, Rashi? So we have to be very careful in understanding Rashi's scenarios. He says, in whose move bested, let's say Bestin already made two Edom Zomim. They already stamped the Bestin, you guys are Edom Zomim. Now, but what happened? They lowly speak Baal Din. That the Baal Din did not have time la'amidan b'din to put them in, give them a judgment al hazamatan on their hazama. Al shabarchu until these Edom Zomim ran away. Uba'u b'bestin acher. They came to another bestin. For hodu and they admitted shows mu that they became Edom Zomim b'bestin ploni in a certain bestin. Well, come on, and further on, Mefarish time will explain the reason. So what's Rashi saying in the case is? Let's go through it slowly, Rashi. Im hu's mu b'bestin. First of all, they became Edom Zomim. Right? Meaning, two Edom came. They said, Reuven owes Shimon $10,000. That's what happened. Right? They said, Reuven owes Shimon $10,000. Comes two Edom and say, happy you see that he borrowed from $10,000. You with us, they're Edom Zomim. Right? So Bestin says, you know what? Shimon, you no longer owe Reuven $10,000. Right? Meaning, what happened? The day before, two Edom come to Bestin on Wednesday. Right? They say, Reuven owes Shimon $10,000. Right? They say, Reuven owes Shimon $10,000. So Bestin says, we have two witnesses, kosher witnesses. Mr. Reuven, you got to pay Shimon up $10,000. They give him the verdict, they stamp it. They say, Reuven, you owe Shimon $10,000. That's on Wednesday. Comes Thursday, and two Edom come running into Bestin, another pair. Say, what do you mean? These Edom were with us. Right? So Bestin stamps your Edom zone. So two things at that. First of all, what happens is, they say, first of all, Reuven, you no longer owe Shimon $10,000. Because these guys have stamped Edom zone. Right? Well, what's step two they have to do? They have to tell the Edom Zomim to pay Reuven the money. There's two steps going on. First of all, they have to cancel this loan and say you don't owe each other money. And now we have to tell them that you Edom Zomim owe the original verdict, the verdict, the guy you're trying to put on trial, the accused, you owe him money. Right? So now before the Bestin had a chance to say that, these guys ran out of Bestin. I mean, what happened to Bestin? Two Edom come in and they say these first pair, the Edom Zomim. Right? So these guys,
no security. Like, hey, the guys are running. I mean, a prison sentence to execution. They want to wait too.
It appears that there's a second trial.
Yes, still.
Or it was a second step.
By the end of the first one, you know that they're going to get caught
somehow. Nachum, we don't have to lock them up.
Everyone knows that.
They have an opportunity not to.
By running away?
No, because, for example, the Zomavim witnesses, they get tried and then they have to pay up Kashezama. But they could also bring their own Zomavim witnesses against
the
original party.
They can bring
right? So they have it. It's not like an open and shut cage by you a Zomavim.
I don't understand.
They're allowed to.
The first set, we have set 7-1. The second set of Edom come and say, you guys are Edom Zomavim.
Right.
Now, Besdin doesn't make these guys pay on the spot the first set of Edom, so you got to pay. Because the first spot could say, give us a few days. We're going to bring Edom Zomim on these guys.
To zombify the first.
I mean, whatever. The first.
So you can always pull that trick off. Say, wait a second, we're going to bring Edom Zomim on these guys.
Right, so.
And then the Besdin does the recess. They run to the other town. They pack up, they go home, right. They go to the back,
oh,
they run away.
Yes, so they ran home. In this case, it's like we've been saying, you don't have
it's
to.
It's not just that they ran away, they outsmarted the Besdin Kibichon.
Yeah, it could be that.
They tried to cheat the system, it seems.
Yeah, so they ran.
Or it could be that they're actually, the witnesses that testified against them as being false, or false themselves. So all they need to do is find other ones.
Right.
Well, they have to go
what
to
about
the basin for
there was no the basin didn't work together. There was no extra.
No, they did, but you have to. These guys skipped down. No, they skipped down. So why should we mean these guys skipped down? And they said,
so
"We
realize what they did. They're avoiding Basin's punishment. So why would Basin even accept them? They would handcuff them and bring them back to the basin they came from."
Well, you don't have to make it so complicated. This guy is being mechayev himself. This person is very nice. He's
very
admitting
nice
to go pay.
Ready.
No,
now
you're
gonna catch
no.
Up.
So
there's a principle that you're allowed to go into a basin and admit your crime, and then you're forgiven the penalty.
Essentially, what's the problem? What does he?
Then everyone can do it.
A lot of people don't extradite. People run the countries that don't extradite for murder.
For example, if you stole something and you have to pay kefa.
Right.
So
you get out from paying double by going to pay one.
By committing a basin and saying I was,
and then
you only have to pay the money back. So here,
not in a murder. You'll still get killed. You'll still get punishment of a murder, no? If you go and admit it.
If you admit.
No, but if you admit, don't the relatives get to kill you?
No.
Not just on purpose.
Sure. Okay.
Fine. You're right. Ram, what do you want to say?
Isn't there a clause that you have to believe two people that come to make the two witnesses, they can say that we have to believe those two people? Is there such a clause?
That we believe the second period first. That's true.
You have to believe them.
Yeah, but we believe them unless someone brings no more. Remember we're saying, well, if you bring another Edom Zomim on them, they could also get messed up. There's a Gemara later.
Yeah.
They get messed up, yeah. The first rule is that the first Shechidish Edom Zomim is, even though it's a two against two, you believe the second pair more than the first pair. The second pair, say they were with us, you believe them more.
But isn't there also an order of evidence and an order of questions? There are certain questions that you have to ask.
They did everything. Right there, I think. Fine. So let's try to continue. Look, we want to try to get through this Gemara today. So we have a big piece of Gemara now. Try to get done this sugya of Kumbh Kapara today. Fine. So let's see. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, fine. Now the Gemara is going to try to go through case by case of these cases.
So I didn't understand that. So what's the case that Rabbi Kiva is bringing?
Oh, so Rabbi Kiva's case is like this. Two Edom come to. So two Edom say, Reuben owes Shimon $10,000. Good? Comes to Edom and say, your Edom's owe me.
Yeah.
Fine. So now we're in court now. So the Besdin says, you know what? Order in the court, you first pair your Edom's owe me. Fine. Case closed. But they say, you Edom's owe me, please come back tomorrow because we have to make you chayiv the din of Kasha Zamam that you owe Reuben your $10,000. You have to owe it to him. So that night they skip town. Right? But what they do? Now they want to go to another. Oh, they skip town. They don't want to pay. But now, what do they want to do? They want to go to another Besdin and admit it in a different Besdin. What do they want to admit? They're going to say we were already stamped Edom Zomim in a different Besdin, and therefore we owe Reuven $10,000 because Allah Kasha is on. Therefore they require
us. We don't have to pay.
No, but we do have to pay. They're admitting. That we don't believe that. We tell it this you didn't get it best is not stamping you that you owe this guy $10,000.
No.
But didn't Rashi say something else?
The second best thing, this guy is saying we got a Hazama, we got a Huzam, we got Hazama fight.
Yeah.
In a different best thing. And therefore we wanna now the other best thing never officially told us that we have to pay the other guy what we have to pay and how we have to do. So we wanna admit it on our own and say tell you how much we owe.
Okay.
So halacha is that we don't listen to them. They don't make. They're not mechayiv. That we don't listen. To that it doesn't help them be chayiv. Pay Reuven $10,000 now.
But it never says that they can walk away.
Say this best. A different best. They can't help them. Which is true.
It doesn't say they can walk away.
Of course not. So that's Rashi
that's
says.
Why I misunderstood that. They're not walking.
They're getting lashes.
If they go back, they have to go back to the original best. And really, they want to do real tshuva and.
So what's this finish? What's the?
Yeah. No, the other best that you can admit it. You would think you would go admit whatever you want. If you want to admit that you owe somebody money. We're not going to listen to you. Gemara said, we're not going to listen to you. That didn't make you chayav money. You went to a different Beis Din and said,
You can't incriminate yourself.
Right, in this case. Meaning, if I say... If I say I overpaid $1,000, so go pay him. If I say I overpaid $10,000,
I said go pay him.
But over here, I was never officially in court, they never were to pay $10,000. So really, it's a good question why it's worth this. We'll see the Gemara more in this case, why exactly you can't do it.
What's the normal case of someone self-incriminating themselves?
And let's try to stay on the focus.
So then what's their motivation to go to the second Beis Din and admit that they're guilty? If they stopped to pay anyways? The judgment from the first
Beis Din. No, the first Beis Din didn't judge them that they owe the money. First Beis Din just stamped them either
fine.
But they never trialed them and say that you have to pay Reuven. They never worked out the Kasher Zamam aspect.
Yeah. So Rabbi Akiva saying that they don't owe the money?
He's not saying they don't. They're saying when you go to a different Beis Din, we're not going to believe you in a different Beis Din.
What is it?
We're not going to believe that they're in Zomim at all or believe anything that they say?
You want to know what extent we don't believe them? I don't know.
They didn't say we don't believe them.
He said they're not going to have to pay.
They don't have to pay.
The halacha kasher is on. It has to be in the same mess. We'll see the Gemara. We'll have to get to the Gemara. Let's try to go to the Gemara.
Isn't there something in
the same mess? I'm sorry. I have to get through this piece of Gemara now. Let's go through the next Gemara because we have to keep on moving. So, Mantan and Kupra Kapar holding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, because if not, you have nothing to do in the morning. Then you can sit there bored, spacing out. Because the Gemara should push behind the chair. Fine. We're up to. Einasid, fine. So the Gemara said like this. Five lines on the top. Einasid Megusha Bachalutza. The reason why Edom Zomim don't become a Megusha Bachalutza is why? It's because the Amr, like we said already. Meaning, like we said in the Gemara earlier, we said it was spoken about in the Gemara earlier. In going to Ari Miklat. Also, the Edom Zomim don't go to Ari Miklat. Also, because the Amr, like we said already. So the Gemara already spoke out what? On our Mishnah. Now we're getting to the third case. The Ein Misham is a kofar. You don't pay kofar. Why? This is the question. Why not? Why don't Edom Zomim pay the kofar payment? If we were trying to say Reuven ox killed Shimon, so Reuven owes Shimon's family $10 million. So the regular rule of Edom Zomim is what you try to do, what you plan to do, should be done to you. So if you try to say Reuven's ox killed someone, and therefore he owes $10 million, you should pay $10 million to Reuven. You always pay to the person who. The same thing you try to do to him should be done to you. So Mara says, Kasavri, because they hold kofra kapara. They hold the kofra is a kapara. Vahani and these people, these Edom Zomim, love b'nei kapara, they are not sons of kapara. Love b'nei kapara ninu, they are not sons of kapara. Now what in the world does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Kofra kapara. What does Rashi say? Kofra kapara. So kofra is a kapara. What does that mean exactly? This payment to a kofar is really an atonement. L'chaper to bring an atonement. You have it? Alzeh shaharag shoratav on this person, the original victim on Reuven. Shaharag shorot that he shor killed as other the person. However, vahani these meaning these Edom Zomim lav b'nei kaparim. They do not. They are not still the kapar. They do not need to are what. Shelo harag shorot adam because their shor never killed anybody. So what are we saying? We're saying like this. Basically, we're saying like this. The Torah says a person whose ox kills somebody, they have to, really, they should get killed b'dei shemayim, because b'dei shemayim, they're chayim misa, right? Because someone, they were irresponsible, they were negligent, they let their ox out, and it killed somebody. So someone dies, but Beis Din can't kill you, because you didn't kill the guy straight up. But b'dei shemayim, from shemayim, they want to, you deserve misa. They say you could pay money and get off the hook. They're quite right. Pay money to the family of the guy that killed you off the hook. The question is, what is this paying of the money doing exactly? What's this all about? Say, there's no such usually no such thing as pay money. You don't buy yourself out. You're not bribing the judge. You pay the family of the guy who got killed, and then the Torah says, then that's your off the hook. What's this all about? So the Gemara has two ways to understand. Either there's kofra mamona, means your kofra, the kofra payment is money. You're paying a monetary value. Since you took away their source of income, this family, and you took away Mr. Shimon, you killed him, so you have to pay a monetary, it's a monetary thing. This
balance. You're paying the balance.
Compensation.
You're paying the compensation. So basically, it's a compensation, that's what it is. When you're paying Shimon's family, you know you're paying for compensation, right? That's one way to understand. Well, the other way to understand is you're not paying compensation. Shimon's family, you can't compensate for their guy that's dead. You're not going to help them. That's not what you're paying for. You're paying to get a kapara for your avera. You have to give a lot of tzedakah now. the value of, let's say, of that guy. The value of that guy, how much he could be sold for a slave. And that's your kapar. So it's not when when Reuven has to pay to his family, it's not because he owes them money. It's not so much a physical thing as after that he owes them money to the family. It's not why he's paying, because he took away their source of income. Rather, he's paying because he needs kapar. It's really between him and Hashem. It's really a more ruchni thing of things. It's more spiritual. This guy in Shemayim did a bad aveira, and there in Shemayim he has a big X on his life. They want to kill him. They want to make on Shemayim's list. He's going to get a car accident tomorrow morning and die. He'll say no. I'd rather pay money. The Torah gives me an opportunity. The Torah gives me a prescription how to do tshuva in this case, right? So that's why you're paying the money. Then it happens to be the Torah says who should you give it to? Give the money to this almana and the yisrael that you just killed. Okay, that's why exactly you give it. We can understand why you should give it to them. But the main point of giving money, the payment, is not a compensation. It's in order for this person to get a spiritual kapara, so he shouldn't get killed by the Shemayim. Right? So now, what's the difference? What's the difference if it's kapara mom? It's a very big difference. For Edom Zon.
Because if it was mom, they should have
to pay. If it's mom, if it's money, they have to pay. Why? The same way two Edom come to Besed, right? They say, Reuven owes Shimon $10 million, right? They come after Edom Zon. What's the halacha?
They pay $10 million.
Two.
To the
part of the accused, right?
Accused.
If regular Edom Zomim, they accuse Reuven, they say Reuven owes $10 million to Shimon, and coming out there Edom Zomim.
If Kofar's Mammon, they do the same.
So if Kofar's Mammon, when you're paying Kofar, you're paying compensation, right? And here also.
But it's not compensation, it's atonement.
If it's compensation, if it was compensation, then you should, Edom Zomim could pay. Because it's a monetary thing. However, the Gemara is saying now, we hold Kofar as a kapara. It's an atonement, like a reactor saying. So since an atonement, why did we think Reuven needed atonement? Because we thought that his ox killed Shimon, right? Now what do we want to do? So basically they have like a spiritual block on them. They're supposed to be killed spiritually with the Shemai, because they did a very bad sin. Good? So what do you want to say Kasher Zaman? Usually what's Kasher Zaman? Whatever you want to do to them, we should do back to you. What do you want to do to them? You wanted to say that they did an Avera, right? Which can't, and they need a kapara, it's not true. So what do you want to do? Want to say back on you, you need a kapara for your ox killing somebody? Makes no sense. Right?
Also specific. Yesterday they said they're coming to say this person needs a kapara. It's even more. This person needs a kapara for his sure
burning
someone.
Oh, so
even if they do need a kapara, for a different zone, it's not true. Because kapara is only for first nagam.
Right, good. Again, so Rabbi Yisrael is saying, you always want to give the witnesses what they try to do to the victim, to the accused, right? But over here, what do you want to do? The accused, what was the Gemara did on the accused? That you, they best and said, we stamp that your shar killed somebody. Which means what? Which means you needed basically best and stamp what you need to do a lot of tshuva, right? Now it happens to be the way you do tshuva is by paying off, but best and stamp is you need to do tshuva on your ox killing somebody, right? So what do you want to do? You want to take that stamp and give it to the Edom Zonim? It doesn't work. Usually what happens, if they come to Besed and they say, Reuven owes Shimon $10 million, right? So then we give a paper to Reuven that you owe Shimon $10 million, right? They become Edom Zomim. We say, give us that paper back. Change the name, give the paper to the Edom Zomim. You owe Reuven $10 million. You owe the victim, you owe the accused $10 million. But here you want to do it. Besed and stamp the paper, you're Edom Zomim, you guys need to do tshuva for your axe killing somebody, right? And Kevin, that's not true. You want to take the same certificate and give it to the Edom Zomim? It doesn't make sense.
But in a way you can, if they get lashes.
Fine, good. So you're going to give them lashes. But on the...
Because then they'll force, in a way they'll be forced to do tshuva.
Fine, for their own aveira. Exactly, that's what Rabbi Yosef is saying. You're right.
Now we only know lashes on the two first cases. We don't know them on the rest of the cases.
I know, Arshko said about all the cases. Machlag Zushayim, Arshko likes to say it. Arshko wants to say it on all the cases. Machlag
Zushayim. But we don't see it anywhere yet.
They wanted to say Klar anyway. It's not going to say it. It's Machlag Zushayim. The Yaakov likes to learn like our school. They say you do get Malchus.
For all the rest of the cases.
All five cases. Cases, yeah. You're always going to get. If you can't get Zomim, in all the cases.
Does it help us know that or not?
Yeah, it does. Because it does help.
Okay.
It does help us. But whatever. Anyway, for right now, let's assume. Yaakov likes to assume that they're going to get Malchus.
Okay.
Since they're our school, those are Shem.
I mean, that's probably the most painful form of punishment around.
Fine, but it's not for the same Aveiru. It's not the same sin. It's a different punishment. It's painful, but you can have each aver has its own tshuva, really. Every aver has its own specific tshuva. So again, so what happened over here? What do we? Why can't either? Again, so bottom line is, why can't Edom Zomim on Kofar also get the same exact punishment? Why can't they get
it? It's not a tikkun. The tikkun was on, if it really happened, it really was, the owner shore, the shore really killed somebody, then it's a tikkun for him to pay the kapara. Since the fact is that the Edom Zomim, the whole thing was made up, they don't need that same kapara, so to speak.
Uh-huh, perfect. Right, this tikkun, they need a different tikkun. The Edom Zomim need a kapara for their shell killing somebody. The other Torah happens to prescribe, give money to the family. Your tikkun of being in the Zomim, you have to have your own avir. It's not going to help you to pay money to somebody.
Plus, the whole idea of kofar is specifically for sure.
This whole tikkun is specific.
The whole idea is kofar.
Right.
So for all the other punishments listed in the Torah, these don't act at all as atonements whatsoever?
They all do.
Because then you can have this omission, and it's not the person doing that, it's the person falsely testifying, then you don't need an atonement.
Yeah. Now, over there, I'll explain to you. Over there, you're saying, over there, it's always an atonement. Every time Beth Din gives an onish, it's an atonement. Like, Rabbi was asking, only over here you say, Kofar is a kapara, no other punishment than Beth Din kapara. It's always a kapara. However, usually it's a thing that was given into Beth Din's hands. A person in Mechal Shabbos, the answer is, Beth Din's supposed to give him skilum, right? Of course, ultimately it's a kapara, but Beth Din's job really, the skill, Beston's job is you have to give skill. That's Beston's job. So when I come to Beston, say this guy, Mechal Shabbos, basically you're saying this guy is chayiv skill. That's yours. So if you're trying to make this guy get skill, the Edom Zomim also gets skill. Right? But Edom Zomim, you get back whatever you've done. But over here, it's different. Over here, this whole punishment wasn't given really into the hands of Beston. This whole punishment of the owner of the ox dying, Beston doesn't kill. Let's say the owner of the ox doesn't pay himself out. Beston can't kill him. It was a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. It was more like a spiritual thing that between man and Hashem. That's the difference. What we're saying over here is that this whole thing, basically, this testimony was saying that Reuven did his ox killed someone, so he did avera between him and Hashem. Right? Now it happens to be the psukim give a prescription how this guy gets an atonement. And it's not even a Beston. It wasn't like a punishment Beston is supposed to give. However, so therefore, over here, what's their testimony? Their testimony is that this guy needs a kapar. He needs a atonement. That's basically what comes in.
Okay,
and happens to be there's a prescription.
The choice of taking the kapar or not. So great, take me to court and say I need a kapar. See you guys later. I don't want a kapar.
And
I'm
a certain
can a person do that?
He could. If there could be certain cases, right, Beston hit him until he agreed.
Any guy in his normal mind wouldn't take the kapara. He'd say, I don't even have a shirt.
No, but if Beston,
you're gonna walk away.
Fine, that's his own fine.
Does Beston have to give?
Beston
is Beston writing a doch, a ticket,
usually
kofar for this person because we want to save him.
Usually
you don't
they
want
do.
The mind, so you don't have a choice. You must walk out with being paid kofar, with having paid kofar.
I guess if not, the concern. Maybe
because
it won't be a debt.
Why? I don't want to cover. I want to. I don't want
to. Fine, you're asking a side question.
The family's going to be missing $10,000 from their compensation package.
Fine, you're asking a side question. What would happen if he doesn't want to pay? Fine, it's a side question. It's best
no,
to report.
It's not compensation.
No, but they're going to lose the money.
It's not compensation. They'll never be compensated.
Can the family claim the coffee?
It's not meant for the family.
Yeah, no, I was saying, even if it's a kapara, still.
If it goes to them,
it's just the second step. It could be they can't claim it.
It happens to be. Where do we put his kapara? By him.
No,
by him.
It could be they could claim it, but we're saying it's a step two. Meaning, you know, usually when Beston says skila, it was given to Beston, you give this guy, stone this guy. So when two witnesses come to Beston, say, this guy is Mechal Shabbos. So basically I'm saying, Beston, you need to give this guy skila. In other words, that's what equals. I.e., give this guy skila. This guy was Mechal Shabbos. I.e., give him skila. So we say, we're not giving him skila, we'll give you skila, right? Well, here we're saying, basically when we say this guy, animal kills somebody, we're really saying this guy needs a kapar, right? Now, how does it be? He needs a kapar from Shemayim. That's what we're saying. He needs a kapar from Shemayim. Now, how does it be? The Torah gives a prescription to Beston, asks this guy to do the Torah's prescription to tshuva. But this whole thing is just like, it's solely a kapar for him to get out of his misa b'dei Shemayim. Yes, Reb Leib.
I was
going to
ask, how do we know the spiritual stain of his sin being the Lushmu, the other guy, doesn't get transferred to him, and therefore he would be required to do that kind of tshuva.
So you're asking how the Gemara knows. So you're asking a good question. You're saying how does the Gemara know?
Where does the whole idea from kofar come from?
No, he's asking maybe even if it's a spiritual punishment. Let's say it's a kapara. Oh, so I'll tell you what. The Gemara is saying it's not, this is what Rabbi Yosef told me this morning, that's not kasher zama. Kashazam means exactly what you want to do to him, put on you.
Okay.
But But I can't, if he has a spiritual blemish on his neshama for doing Avera A, you want to put it on them for doing Avera B? They don't have that spiritual blemish. What you're asking, maybe we should do like a Ruchni Sega thing? What are you asking? Maybe we should. Rav Levi is asking, maybe. He's asking on the Gemara. Maybe we should do that. Maybe that's the Halacha Kasher Zaman. Maybe take his spiritual blemish, which he was supposed to have, and maybe make believe, maybe that's what the Torah means. It sounds like from Rashi that you can't do such a thing. It sounds like there's no, you only get what you did. You can't, there's no such thing as taking that guy's spiritual blemish and putting it on you. You could have your own spiritual blemish. It sounds like from Rashi, since the physicality doesn't work, there's no such thing. I mean, because when the Torah says, I hear, the Torah says Kasher Zaman, the way Rashi is saying it, physicality, since you don't have it, it doesn't work.
But in a way, you do, because there is precedence with Lashon Hora.
Fine, a different reason, but not for this reason. Not focused on this reason. Good. Fine. Let's see the Gemara further. So let's see the Gemara now, inside. Then one wants to know, Man Tana, who in the world is this Tana that says Kofar Kapar? You tell me a very nice thing where you pay Kofar, it's Kapar, it's not really a payment, it's not a monetary payment, it's spiritual. Where do you get this from? Where do you come from? Who's the Tana who says this rule that Kofar, that the Kofar is a Kapar, is an atonement, and not just a payment, a monetary payment? Amar Reb Chista, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoyah Shel Rechon, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika. It is Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says the following. The Pasuk says, V'natan pidyon nafsho. In the case of Kofar, it says, he should give the redemption of his soul. Now, we have to understand, who's his soul? It says, right, who's his soul? It could be going on, the person, it could be on Reuven, the owner of the animal, right? Or it could be the guy who got killed, right? Right, the Pasuk says, he should give the redemption for his soul. Who's his soul? Is it the owner of the animal soul? Or the soul of the guy who got killed?
Why not the animal soul?
So, Gemara says, the main nizik. The Tanakhama says, this is referring to the damaged, the damagee. It goes on the main nizik. You have to pay the amount of money. When it says you have to redeem his soul, whose soul is it referring to? Unlike most people would think, it means you pay the payment for the soul of the person who is dead.
What's the magee?
The nizik, the main nizik. But they don't. That's the Tanakam. Rabbi Shmuel, the Noshel, Rechon, and Breikoimer, he says the main mazik. It's the money of the, it's the amount of worth of the mazik of the damager, meaning of the owner of the animal. So my lot, isn't it? But how come, and this is what they're arguing. The Mar Sabar, the master holds, one of them hold Kufra Kapar, Kufra Mamayna. That the Kufra payment when you're paying is money. It's a monetary payment. Umar Sabar and the other one holds Kufra Kapara. Kufra is a Kapara. Why? How do we understand this? It's very nice. If you hold that you're paying the value of the person of the deceased, right? Why should you pay the value of the deceased? Because you're trying to pay compensation to the family for their guy who died. If we're paying for the guy who died, right? If it's a monetary payment, right? Then whose value do we pay? If it's a compensation, Rabbi Yaakov, if it's a compensation, whose value should we pay? The owner of the animal or the owner of the guy who died?
The owner of the guy who died.
The owner of the guy who died. But if it's a kapara, that someone needs the atonement, who needs the atonement?
The owner.
The owner
of the
ox. The owner. So then, you go by the owner of the ox. The Gemara wants to understand that this machlokes, if you pay the value of the guy who died or the owner of the ox, that's dependent on how you understand why you're paying kofar. If kofar is a compensation, so you've got to pay the family the compensation of the amount the guy was worth. But if it's a kapara, if it's a tome, like everyone said, you got to pay the value of the owner of the ox. That's the thing one wants to say. So Amar Rav Papa Lai. Papa said, no, you got it wrong, it's not true. The Kuli Alma Kufra Kapara. Everyone holds Kufra is really a Kapara. So what then, what's the machlokas? If everyone holds Kufra is a Kapara, right? Then why in the world? So which shita makes sense? If Kufra is a Kapara, then it should be the owner's paying. How in the world do you understand why you should be paying the value of the dead guy? If Kufra is a Kapara for me, and the guy, the owner of the animal, needs a Kapara, right?
The owner is paying, but he's paying the value of the person who's killed.
True, but even according to that, but why are you paying the value of the person who's killed? The person of value who's killed doesn't need a kapara. Who needs the atonement?
No, it's a monetary dollar amount.
I understand that, but the Gemara at this point is saying, at this point, the Gemara is saying that we're not sure yet whose amount you're paying.
Okay, the owner of the bull is paying the amount of the value of the man who got killed, but the damage he caused is that man. And his kapara has to be by the damage he caused.
Understand, the Gemara has two opinions. There's two opinions in the Gemara.
So it's his kapara, it's the bulldozer's kapara, but it's valued by the damage he caused.
But that's what I was going to say. We're going to get to that. That's the end of the Gemara. We're not there yet. Yeah.
That's the question. I answered it.
And it's the way is obvious. Very good.
The screen tape is all in the Gemara. You answered the question.
Very good. But we're saying at this point in the Gemara, because the Gemara doesn't hold like that right now. Right now, we're not going with that understanding. We're going to get there. I mean, the Gemara doesn't start with that. We're trying to get to
the sneak preview.
Oh, so yes, so it's good. So Rabbi Yaakov came to tell us the end of the Gemara. We can't wait. But at this point in the Gemara, what are we saying? At this point in the Gemara, what are we saying? We're saying now that really it's a kuffer of the kapar. So what does the Gemara say? V'hacha over here, v'hacha mifli, this is what they're arguing. Mar sabar, one holds, v'de nizek shaymina. Umar sabar, v'de mazek shaymina. Like Rabbi Yaakov said, one holds, that's in the nizek, one holds the mazek. Everyone agrees that you need to get an atonement. But the question is still, whose value are you going to pay? Are you going to pay the value of the guy who died, because that's the guy you killed, so you need an atonement for killing him? Or no? Where the Torah is telling you, you got to buy your life back because your life's on the line in Shemayim, so you got to pay yours. So again, the Gemara is saying now, really everyone holds it's an atonement. However, so why in the world should I pay his value? If you got to pay my value, understand the owner's value because his life is on the line in Shemayim. He's got to redeem his soul spiritually, right? But if you hold, so why should
you
pay?
Logic would say that you would pay your own value of what it would be, because it's a kapar for you, so therefore you should pay the value of what you are, who you are, the owner of yacht.
Sure.
But so it actually works the opposite.
There's a machlaikis. The other one opinion holds like that. Well, like the logic would say. The other opinion holds, no. The other opinion holds that, since you're lamaisa, the reason why I need my atonement for is for killing this guy. That was the sin. So you gotta go to the root of the sin, and you gotta pay the value of the guy who got killed. So again, the Gemara is saying now, really everyone holds it's an atonement. No one holds it's a compensation. Everyone holds it's an atonement.
Right.
So what's the argument if you should pay the value of the owner of the ox or of the guy who got killed? You would say, since the owner, his life is on the line at Shemayim, he's chayv misiv from Shemayim, so he's gotta buy himself out of this, so to speak, misa, out of this death, so he pays his own value. That's one opinion. The other opinion says, no, since what was the sin that you did? The sin was that you killed that guy, so you got to, so to speak, pay up for that guy's value. That's what it holds. You have to pay for the person who got killed. So that's the difference. If it's for the malik shamin, do you evaluate the damager, or do you evaluate the damagee? But everyone holds that kofar is a kapara. That's the more to say. Good. So now the Gemara wants to know so we hear two opinions, but what's these opinions based on? We hear two opinions, what's it based on? So we'll stop, but we'll see the Gemara and the Rashi next time.